the worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it. Five. It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four. Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
You can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time, featuring Crisco.
Filling with your glowing slime.
Kara.
Yeah! So great!
Mickey.
Protect your private parts.
And Lazy E.
This is how aneurysms start.
It's the best mistake ever. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
Well, Mickey told me that I can produce milk, so now my day is ruined. Day and week.
And year.
We're creeping in toward month. Yeah, I don't even say year.
Okay.
Way worse things than that have happened to me this year so far. But, it's still not how I wanted to start this episode of A Freak Accident. Alas, here we are. Welcome to the show. It's the best mistake ever. There's four hosts. Only three of us are here this time, though. I'm Crisco. Kara's here. Mickey's here. Lazy E is the one missing this time around. Because, well, and you know what, though? We can't really get that mad at him.
Yeah, it's your fault, not his.
Right, well, because I asked that we record on a different day this week.
You messed it all up.
Right.
I actually made it. I could have totally been like, no, I got plans.
I am
dedicated.
Now, listen. You did, though.
This week, you're dedicated.
I am dedicated. You did, though, make the joke. Where you said, like, you know, oh, man, like, I had a party or something to go to on Wednesday. I'll try to rebook it to Tuesday. And I was like, for a split second, I believed you. What does that tell you?
I'm an excellent actress.
No.
And I should be in Hollywood.
No.
But anyway, Lazy E, we miss you.
Lazy E holds up to 9,000 studs.
Wow. Impressive.
He gapes. Anyway, our website is afreakaccident.com. That's the letter A, freakaccident.com. Afreakaccident.com. And our email is freaks at afreakaccident.com. Because you know people out there are spelling it UH, freak accident. Like, you know they're trying that. You know they're trying.
I would.
Yeah. Right.
Just because.
Or is it AH? Freak accident.
Go to freakaccident.com. You can find a whole bunch of stuff about the show there. It's pretty cool. Like I mentioned, the email is freaks@freakaccident.com. Mm-hmm. If you want to reach out to us, that'd be swell. Lazy E couldn't be here because we moved things around. It's fine. We'll be all right. We'll make it through.
I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever.
But I have nothing to say.
I can produce milk, though. That's something. I did not know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I like the road that we traveled down to get there, too. Yeah. Talking about soap and cleaning ourselves to Crisco producing milk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's like, that's quite a journey.
It is.
And it all started because I had an itch on my arm. Awkward.
Kara has an itch.
Yeah.
1 hour later. Crisco can make milk if he's on estrogen. Like, that's like, you know.
It's whatever. It's perfectly normal.
Yeah, this is how conversations work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go down the wormhole.
Right, yeah. Yeah. By the way, Mickey, you were correct, and I mentioned this to you last week after we recorded the episode about the missing submarine.
Oh, yeah, that's
right. We found out that it was indeed crushed like a tin can. We also found out that the Navy apparently knew all about it and just, like, wasn't talking about it for, like a better part of a week.
Awesome.
It's just kind of like, why wouldn't you at least say something?
That's just proving how much things happen, and they use that to distract us from other things that they don't want us to know about. The news is reporting on this Titan submersible and what's happening. Even though they already know what happened, they're going to take 5 days up of our news cycle to talk about it, because whatever else is happening they don't want us to focus on.
You conspiracy theorists. That's a thing you hear.
I believe it
all the time. What was this a distraction from?
And it's believe
like
it.
Well, here's my thing, right? And admittedly it could be a distraction. You might be able to frame it that way, but really, like, we live in the world. Stuff is happening all the time.
I know.
Everywhere. Constantly. So, like, yeah, people do that, though. They'll say, oh, well, you know what happened at the exact same time as this other thing? It's like, Yeah, man, because like there's more than two people alive, you know, so like different stuff is going on.
I thought we take turns.
Yeah. Yeah. Only one person.
There's only 365 of us.
Big news stories have to take turns from now on.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So that's because that's how it works. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, OK, well, that's it. But then people make connections to things like, oh, well, did you know about this? It's like, yeah,
it's kind of fun.
Did you see my TikTok? Uh-oh. I know, Kara, you're on TikTok.
I am, but
you didn't, see. I tagged the podcast.
Oh,
in it.
I definitely didn't watch it then.
So they had a three red flags, and the last one that came up was that I was a flat earther.
Oh my gosh!
I mean, you borderline are.
I am not
accurate.
It was not, but I had a good laugh at it.
Mickey's one of these people, though. Like she insists on playing devil's advocate to the point where she argues in favor of things that realistically have no intellectual foundation to speak of. She just does it to get a rise out of me or out of Murderer.
I gotta keep myself entertained.
Right, yeah. She does it to antagonize people. And like, but the problem is, she's also like a fairly good arguer.
She's a master
debater. Yeah, she's a master debater. And so like
Kara's way too proud of herself on that one.
No, you're thoughtful about stuff to the point where it's sometimes annoying because you'll bring things up that like force people to actually, including me, to actually have to think about our positions.
Oh, how terrible.
I know. It's
awful.
I
mean,
I'm grateful for it, but like sometimes though I get annoyed because it's like, why should I have to defend this? We're talking about flat earth.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have to argue in favor of ball earth. Yet here we are.
Ball earth. Why? Ball earth makes me picture like a stress ball bouncing around. Well, they don't bounce, but a bouncy ball.
It's the earth bouncing through space.
That's what makes me, the word ball makes me think of that.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
But get over it.
Hashtag protect them balls. Oh, wait, that means something different.
Yeah, whoops.
Gotta watch. Something else happened. Mickey, I don't know if you saw it. It's on our Facebook page currently.
Uh-oh.
Kara was on TV.
Oh, yeah. Oh no. What did you do?
It wasn't necessarily what she did.
She's embarrassed.
Like, Lazy
the
E
face she's making.
You're going to...
Lazy E was texting me today.
Oh, my gosh.
And I had asked, I'm like, what the hell? So he says, this is Kara on PA Live.
Oh, no.
Why are you dressed up like a granny?
She's wearing like a muumuu, and she's got a bonnet on her head. You look like Little Miss Muffet.
Yeah.
And so... I told him, I'm like, I said, OMG. Is she saying dumb stuff? Like, what is this?
I mean, I probably did say some dumb stuff.
Are we getting into theater?
No. So I was guest co-hosting a local, it's the lifestyle show, like on Before the News.
Okay.
And one of the guests on the show were Revolutionary War enactors. And they brought outfits for us to try on to be a part of it. So that's what my outfit was, Revolutionary War style clothing. Not, I mean, super comfortable, not very flattering, but yeah, that's my outfit, hence the bonnet and the outfit. They're
dress.
Like,
you're in a dress.
Yeah, it's a dress, and it was an apron, and they said that back then I would have been taking care of the kids, making soap, farming, cleaning, and I was like, well...
And you would and sitting on your tuffet.
Yeah, I was like, I could never have survived back then because that is way too much work.
Ask Mickey what it was like. That's,
I know.
She came from that.
That's why
time.
I'm wondering, like, have you seen an outfit just like mine? Do you own one?
I do.
Yeah. Those are her people.
Yeah. That's what it was.
You also would have been sitting on your tuffet.
Yeah.
Eating your curds and whey.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, is a very high protein meal.
It is.
Little Miss Muffet was getting them gains.
Yeah.
She's hitting that squat rack after that and like, ooh,
no,
boy.
No. She was running.
Oh, right. Well, probably because that's why she's
the
hitting the squat rack.
Spider sat down beside her.
Yeah. I mean.
Plus, that's why she's hitting the squat rack. You got to work legs to make sure that you're powerful and able to run fast.
That's right.
You know, explosivity.
So, I mean, very much Kara.
Right. Oh, yeah.
100%.
Yeah, because when I look at Kara, first word that comes to mind is speed.
Yeah. But you put a spider next to her, I can guarantee she's bolting.
Actually, you're right. Yeah.
Well, we've seen
Think
that.
Back to, yeah,
we've,
that's a good point.
We've seen the one time a wasp got into the room and she was using Lazy E as a shield.
I did. I know. Later on, I felt terrible about
it. She got up, and she was, like, grabbing his head and, like, holding him between her and the wasp. I'm like, it can fly around him. Like, you know that they have four-dimensional travel capability.
Offering his face to the wasp as, like, a, you know, sacrifice to stay away from me. I feel I didn't realize it in the moment. And then afterwards, I was like, oh, my gosh.
At least we know what Kara does when she panics.
Yeah. Right, yeah. She uses meat shields.
Yeah. It was terrible. I felt really bad about it.
I want to, like, ask Golfer, like, how many times has she gotten you into something and then, like, stood behind you and pushed you forward? Like, go fix it.
Yeah.
That's a problem. I can be honest with you. That's a problem that Hella Nurse and I have had. So she has a horrible mouth on her when we're driving.
Uh-oh. Mm.
She has a very strong tendency to insult other people that are on the road or, like, walking alongside or whatever. Now, in the summertime, I usually drive with my windows down.
Mm-hmm.
So when she's riding with me, she's yelling at people, and they can hear her. And I tell her all the time, like, if you get me into a gunfight and I have to go to jail, all because, like, you know, you made fun of that man for being a bad driver, like, we're going to have words when I get out. Like, it's not going to be good.
I can't picture her being mouthy like that. I can. Yeah?
Yeah. It's always those ones. Yeah. She comes off that way. She comes off as, like, reserved
she's
and stuff.
A faker.
Yeah.
She's not a faker. She's relieving all of her stress from work.
God love her.
Yeah. Yeah, the problem is, like, she's too comfortable around me at this point, and I think that's what it is. Like, she thinks, like, oh, we're both sitting next to each other. It's like when we're on the couch watching our stupid comedy shows and everything else and cracking jokes. It's like, no, like, we're out in society. Like, there's people
we're
out here.
We're in public!
Yeah, yeah. Like, and these people are crazy.
Yeah.
They will try to kill you.
You do have to be careful. Yeah. I know. Yeah.
It's like, she'll do it. I'll be like, no!
But see, now, from what I know of you, I would have pictured you to be the mouth and her to be the stop it.
I do yell and get road rage when I drive, but, like, normally it's not out the window at people. Like, when the windows are down, I'm at least conscientious of the fact that people can hear me.
Right.
So if I'm screaming, you know, yada yada blankety blank blank, you know, I know that person, those kids standing waiting for the bus, they heard all of that,
right?
You know,
right,
and I can't be held accountable, so, you know.
Well, Hello Nurse.
And also, yeah. yeah big time. So yeah, that's anyway, we got a show to get to today,
I guess.
You know, despite the fact that Lazy E's not here, we will soldier on without him.
Revolutionary War, get it? We'll soldier on with me. Okay, never mind. It's over.
Okay, Betsy Ross.
Actually, my name was Penelope Longbody.
So, like, you know, people had, like...
Why?
I don't know.
Why?
That's the name they gave me.
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
That's like a Sesame Street name or something. That's not, like... Like, people who are Quakers, they have, like, good Christian names, like Smith and Johnson and you know, Johannes and things like that. Like,
that's the name the reenactors gave me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They need a new script. Yeah.
John Adams, George Washington, Penelope Longbody,
yeah.
Betsy Ross. Like, yeah, no, those all go together, definitely.
One of these things is not like the other.
Yeah. Let's see. We've got a mango, a cantaloupe, a watermelon, and a gun. Which one of them doesn't belong? So, on the show today, we have the weirdest things people have requested at restaurants. Okay. We've been doing a lot of these types of weird requests. Mm. Like, the one was, like, room service requests.
Yep.
This kind of may go along with that because it's weird food stuff.
People are weird.
Yeah.
We might as well call it out.
Yeah. Now, I can actually bring up a weird thing that I sometimes ask for at restaurants.
Okay.
It's odd. And it always, like, I do it, and, like, the waiters always, like, blink at me for a couple seconds when I do it. I'm like, no, I said that. Those words came out of my mouth. It's fine.
And we'll hear about it in the next segment.
We will. We'll get there. We've got a hack for you, Mickey.
Uh-oh.
We teased this last week. Mickey hates coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And it provides her no benefits.
Mm-hmm.
Other than it doesn't give her a headache, but if she just, like, you know, weaned herself off of it, she wouldn't have to worry about that anymore either. But she won't do that either. So she just does something that she hates doing and brings her no benefit. Mm-hmm. But we have a way, Mickey, for you to stay awake rather than drinking the coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Even though the coffee doesn't help you stay awake.
Right.
It but just, you know, it's
if
just,
it did,
yeah,
this would replace that.
Sure.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Boy, I hate sitting on a bed of nails when I drive to work in the morning. Alas, there's nothing I can do. That's what the seed is made of. That's basically what you sound like when you talk about
okay.
your struggle with coffee. Do stores like TJ Maxx and Target have a unique effect on the Constitution? Not of America, but on your Constitution, like your body. We'll get to that
okay.
in that segment. And we have hacks for sleeping in the summer heat. So, Kara.
Love it.
This is a hack for Kara, then.
Love it.
So, yes. How to stay awake and how to go to sleep.
Perfect.
Right.
We're yeah. bookending it.
Right.
Ish.
Yeah. Lady, we got hacks for the ladies
yeah.
today. Ooh. We're hacking it up. We didn't talk about who's doing what in what order, so I'm just going to start it off.
Go for
by
it.
By saying it's all on the way in this episode of A Freak Accident.
Which is fueled by Parlor Beverages.
Hold on. I got to get the beds ready.
Darn it.
There it is.
Parlor is responsible for brewing the highest quality craft soda you will ever gulp down. But Parlor isn't just soda, it's a lifestyle. Their rock and roll beverages feed off the nostalgia of yesteryear. They're edgy, experimental, and they have something for everybody with three delicious and unique flavors available now. Root beer, birch beer, and butterscotch root beer.
And soon to be a fourth because they're working on their diet root beer
yes.
recipe,
oh, yeah.
which, Kara, you could use.
I
with,
could.
With
ouch!
That weird dance that you're doing there. No, not because
no, not
she's...
The,
not that.
I mean,
the
yeah.
energy. The
I mean,
sugar.
But,
she doesn't need the sugar.
But like also, yeah.
yeah.
But also that,
yeah.
Mickey.
But
also
no,
that.
I thought you've lost like 100 pounds on that weird program that you keep talking about on the radio. That's a lie.
That's, it's gone. That was
and,
done.
Anyway. No, yeah. But they're working on the diet flavor, which is super cool because like, I don't like drinking full sugar sodas. I usually always drink diet. So I can't wait for that. I'm going to be drinking it all the time.
Great. So stop whatever you're doing. Go to drinkparlor.com right now. You can order the best freaking root beer and some banging merch for yourself. Don't forget, Parlor ships anywhere. Why are you showing the picture of me in the United States? So they'll come to you wherever you are. And right now, listeners of A Freak Accident can get a special deal. Just use the promo code FREAK at checkout. You'll get 20% off your entire order. That's code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K, for 20% off at drinkparlor.com.
Parlor Beverages, drink more freaking root beer.
Abraham Lincoln once said, "Whatever you are, be a good one." Maybe we should rethink this show. You're listening to A Freak Accident.
I'm weird. And also, this segment is about weird stuff, too.
Yeah, it's a weird song. I kind of like it. I'm not sure what it is, though.
Weird.
It's I'm Weird by Ghost Town.
Ooh.
Interesting.
Ooh, scary.
Mickey's
scary.
Got a new favorite band.
Maybe.
Oh, it's a scary place.
Kara's spooked. The show's haunted now.
Yep.
So this, speaking of weird, this is weird stuff, the weirdest stuff that people purported to see other people request at restaurants.
We'll find out.
This was originally compiled in a Reddit thread. These happen a lot of times mm-hmm. on Reddit. And then, like, BuzzFeed will go and we'll grab some of the best responses, and then we read those. So we're, like, a couple of steps yeah. removed, and boy, are we lazy. But at any rate, so now we've all worked in the restaurant industry.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had somebody request something weird?
I don't know what would even be considered weird at this point.
Well, what's weird to you? Like, was there anything? Because, like, here's the thing. Like, you're going to be like, well, nothing, because you're weird on your own. But, like,
well, yeah.
was there ever anything that somebody requested that was, like, you acknowledge is unusual? Like, well, that's new.
The maybe, like, a decade ago, I did have somebody ask for boiling hot water, and they wanted to put their utensils in it.
To,
because
like,
they
keep,
wanted
clean
to
them?
Clean them.
Yeah.
Yep. And it was all the right. first time I had ever experienced that. And I was like, because it took me a minute. I was like, you just want hot water in a cup. Yeah. I'm like, okay. I'm like, tea bag, anything? They're like, oh, no, we're going to put our utensils in it. And I was like, and then it clicked. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, you're washing your utensils because you don't think that we clean them here. Got it.
That's kind of, that's weird.
Yeah.
And kind
to each their own.
Kind of rude, but I mean.
Whatever.
I mean, you're going to then use those utensils, though, to eat the food that they bring you.
Like, so on the plate.
Yeah, on the plate.
That you don't get to boil in hot water.
Yeah, if that kitchen is that dirty, you're still getting filled with gunk. It's not stopping anything.
So it's weird.
And stupid.
Yeah.
Kara, what about you?
I don't know. I had things that were irritating that people asked for.
Like what?
Like just irritating things. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. I can't think of anything. It's everything. Every example I'm going to give you is going to be stupid. But just things that you want to go, well, just like, it's fine. Just, you'll be fine. Just deal with it. I'm trying to think.
The one time I saw a lady pull into McDonald's drive-thru ahead of me and ask for a basket of fries, which they don't make.
Yeah.
So that was weird. Although I thought,
did she just want you to take from the fryolator the basket and throw it in her lap?
Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe right down her gullet?
Yeah.
Well, I heard, though, like that there was like a hidden menu item that like you can go to McDonald's and ask for a basket of fries. But she straight up asked, she's like, do you guys have baskets of fries? And they were like, no. So much for that secret menu. Screw that. We're not doing that.
I have people ask for medium things, and we don't have, like, it's either small or large. And they'll be like, can I get a medium? And you're like, well, here's your two choices. And, like, you, like, they're right in front of you, large. And they go, I'll take a medium, as they look at the two options. That's irritating. It's irritating. It's not weird. It's irritating.
Well, they don't read.
Yeah.
Again, we've been over this.
Or when they ask for, okay, and I understand not wanting ice or not wanting a lot of ice. That's fine. Or wanting a lot of ice. Whatever. That's to each of their own. But when you say you want a cold tea, like an iced tea, and I tell you, well, it's coming out of this like brewer thing, so I need to put some ice in it.
Right.
Because otherwise it's going to be warm. And they say, no, I don't want ice.
But you want it cold.
But they want it cold. And then they don't understand why can't they not have ice?
Perform magic. Do
that's it. That's irritating. Again, not weird. Irritating.
So this is the weird thing that I do sometimes. I haven't actually done it in a while.
Okay, sure.
But a lot of times, like, you know, when you go to a restaurant and you ask for a water, they'll bring it out with a slice of lemon in it.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever reason that they do that, I'm not sure.
Because lemon is delicious.
Okay, you're right. But what I've done is I ask for a slice of orange in my water instead of lemon. And when I ask for that, it's like I just asked them, you know, is there a God? You know what I mean? Like the question, like they blink and they get confused and it looks like they shut down and like question everything that they know. And meanwhile, I'm just like, I just want a slice of orange in my water instead of lemon.
No.
Have you ever, is that weird?
I don't think that's that weird.
You don't think that's weird?
No, because like I definitely, because I don't drink, like when I went to the bars, like I would always ask for like odd drinks that were not alcoholic. So I would absolutely do like water with orange in it or like whatever, or maraschino cherries. I'd be like, can I have some like Sprite with maraschino cherries and do like a Shirley Temple? Because I found out in an unreasonable way that certain Shirley Temple mixes actually have alcohol content to them. Did not know that until I was much older. So yeah, so I got to the point where it was just like either Sprite or water with maraschino cherries, like whatever the bar has available.
Right.
All right. Well, this is from this list, okay, from Reddit.
All right. Okay, let's find out.
The weirdest stuff that people have heard people ask for at restaurants. So, number 10 is someone who worked at a seafood place said they waited on Flavor Flav. Remember him?
Flavor Flav!
Apparently he's a rapper?
Yeah, boy!
I thought he was just a guy who wore a clock.
No, he's a rapper.
Well, he's a rapper.
I don't think I've ever heard any a song of his ever.
Me either.
He was on like that, the Flavor of Love, right? Wasn't it like a dating show or whatever?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. And he looks like the burnt hot dog that nobody wanted because that one was really left on the grill for too long.
Yeah. And also somebody just bit the tip off the top of it.
Because
you saw the fleshy inside for some reason.
Oh, God. So somebody at a seafood place said they waited on Flavor Flav. All he ordered was a big plate of cucumbers.
Yeah, that's weird.
You gotta like peel cucumbers, right?
You don't have to.
You don't have to. But like, so. But I guess I'm wondering, like, did he have them like sliced at least,
or just like the cucumber itself?
Yeah. Just like the raw cucumber. And, he's just eating it like a corn cob, or
maybe
ate it, licked it like a lollipop or something. You know, who knows?
But at a seafood place.
Yeah, why there?
How convenient they had cucumber
right,
for him.
Yeah.
Because, like, why?
I'd like a lobster maybe tail without salad. The lobster meat. Just give me the shell, and then you just crunch
on it.
Oh, no.
Number nine, a guy ordered a salad and said, no purple in it.
No, now, that's funny.
I know what he's talking
me
about.
Too, yeah,
that's what
cabbage.
Is it? It's cabbage.
Yeah,
I was gonna say rutabaga or
like a red lettuce, maybe.
Yeah,
too.
Or that. Yeah, which is cabbage.
But there are those little strips of purple in some salads. So, like, it's funny that he didn't know what... I mean, here I am. I don't know what it is. But, like, I eat that stuff. I don't mind if it's in my salad, so I've never had to ask for it not in there. But I think it's funny that this guy specifically doesn't like that thing and also doesn't know what it is. Yeah. Like, he just said no purple.
He doesn't like purple in his salad.
I don't think that's super weird, though.
It's kind of funny.
That's... It's funny. It's not weird because I know... Yeah. I know people who don't like that stuff. Like, that. Come back to Hell on Earth. She picks that all out of her salad. She leaves a big pile of it. And then I scoop it up with my fork because I'm a mongrel and I have to finish everything that's on my plate. But like, yeah, I get it. But it is weird that he didn't know what the name of the thing was.
It happens sometimes.
A guy ordered a BLT with no bacon or tomato. So, yep, that's just a lettuce sandwich.
So lettuce, mayonnaise and bread.
That's disgusting. Like, why would you just eat that? Tomato, I get. Like, you want to have a just plain tomato sandwich? That's delicious.
Yes.
Plain bacon sandwich. Delicious. Lettuce? That's a salad on toast.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird.
I don't think it's that weird.
It's weird. It's weird. That's a dumb way to do that.
It's weird.
It is. You can admit that it's weird. I'm not saying that, like...
It's something that I would probably eat.
You don't do it. So why do you feel like you need to defend it? Just let these people be
weird.
Because
I'm pretty sure I have actually done it.
Oh, my God.
Sometimes you just want the crunchy and the bread, and you don't want to, like, fill up on something because you got dinner coming up. Yeah, it happens.
So just eat a salad. Or, like...
That's too much prepping. If I could just slap some lettuce.
Why wouldn't you just, like, rip off a lettuce leaf and chew on it like
a rabbit?
I've
done that, too.
Yeah, okay. So that's more normal
but
than making
carbs
a...
Carbs, too. Great. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
no,
I'm fine with this. A guy at a Japanese restaurant asked for low-sodium soy sauce. Okay.
It does exist.
Yeah, yeah. The sushi place around here, they have the two, usually the two
one's
containers.
One's green, one's red.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, the green one. I mean, I like the low-sodium because, like, the
high sodium. Is that the whole thing? Is that supposed to be red?
No.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Not it.
Okay.
I'm just saying, like, you know, it's
a
normal. That's not
a normal
question. Unless, like, this guy... Who then took it and poured it into his Pepsi.
What? Now that's weird.
They finally got
her. Yes!
They finally got her.
I can't understand why you would do that.
Yeah, neither
soy
can
sauce, I don't even think those... I can't imagine a universe where those flavors even remotely go together.
Yeah.
And I like
Pepsi. I'm tasting it in my mouth and I'm like, I don't know, like the sugar, the salty sweet, maybe that's what they were going for?
I don't know.
Like, soy sauce isn't just salty, though. It's like a unique flavor in and of itself. But I don't see how it combines even remotely with Pepsi. Like, that's...
I kind of want to try it to find out.
Oh,
you know
you
what?
Do that.
Lazy, I know you're going to listen to this. Bring soy sauce and Pepsi next week, and we're going to make Mickey drink it.
Ugh.
We'll record it for the TikTok.
Okay.
Do it for the talk.
Do it for the...
It'll be the new trend.
There you go. The soy...
At least it'll be safe.
Yeah, I
know. The sepsis challenge. That's what we're calling it.
No.
A woman wanted bone-in wings, but asked if the chef could remove all of the bones for her. So why wouldn't you just ask for boneless bites? You know what I mean? I mean, I get that it's a different
like texture, like a texture.
Well, it's different meat.
Yeah.
Like the meat that goes into the boneless, I mean, technically it's all chicken, but
right.
I mean, the thigh meat or the wing meat is different than just the...
Like chicken breast.
Yeah, the slop or whatever it is that gets packed into those bites. So I guess I get that. You want like the greasy wing meat, you just don't like the bones.
Yeah. I mean, fine, but weird to ask them to remove the bones for you. Like, why don't you just peel the meat off the bones when you get the wings?
Yeah.
So like that's the weird part. Not the ask. The fact that they did ask.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I mean, and also just get bites. Just get boneless wings. They
also
exist.
Also, just stop being annoying.
Yeah, like why do you got to be that person who makes the ridiculous, who gives the people in the back the extra ridiculous, stupid thing to do?
Because they have nothing else to do.
Mm.
A server at Chili's had two Chili's super fans ask her to do their gender reveal.
Okay.
First of all, Chili's super fans.
I know.
Problem number one.
Yeah. Yep.
Problem number two, you're asking a person barely making minimum wage to do this stupid thing for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
I don't know. Like,
did they
really
say how?
Do you think the waiter cares that they work for Chili's? Like, do you think that they, you know, wake up every morning and they're like, thank God I get to go wait tables at Chili's today?
Yeah, no. Aren't they completely out of business now?
Chili's? Probably. I mean, I don't know where. I mean, is there a Chili's even around here anywhere anymore? I don't think there is. But they still see, like, they still sell their salsa.
I liked Chili's.
Yeah, I'm not against Chili's, but I think they've gone out of business.
Yeah, I know. So wait, did they say how the gender reveal was done?
No, it just says.
I wonder, like, did they bring out baby back ribs, and they were either like pink or blue?
A guy says he couldn't have anything. A guy said he couldn't have anything that had been ground up. He just didn't like food that had been, quote,
processed,
made small at one point.
So everything?
Like, honey, I shrunk the food?
It's the madness here is the quote. It's the justification for this.
Yeah.
He didn't like anything that had been ground up. He didn't like food that had been made small at one point.
So that's what he said.
Hmm.
I can't have anything ground up because, you know, I don't want anything that's been ever been made small at one point.
I don't want anything that's ever been small.
Doesn't eat any meat whatsoever.
Just picture him at his house. He's got like a full size cow, and he just like bites off pieces of it every night.
Yeah, well, but then technically, every bite he takes is making that cow smaller. So why would he do that?
Nothing like giving this guy an eating disorder.
No, this is a psycho person.
Yeah,
this dude definitely. That's not
right.
Yeah, like his lampshades are made of human skin. Mm-hmm. Like that's you know
that's definitely weird.
Yeah, he makes his own milk. He produces his own milk. I guarantee it. I guarantee that guy does that. A woman sent her grilled chicken salad back because it was cold. I mean, that's, you know.
It's a salad.
The grilled chicken should be warm, though.
I don't like hot chicken on my salad. Do you?
I mean, it's just grilled. If it's gone cold, how long has it been off the grill just like laying around somewhere?
Yeah, but if it's like, I mean, I'll eat it if it's like fresh from the grill. Okay, fine. But like normally, I want like refrigerated chicken on my salad.
Well, here you go. In this case, that's weird. In this case, they cooked her more chicken.
Okay.
But she sent it back again because the salad itself was still cold. She wouldn't eat it until they microwaved the lettuce.
Oh, see, so it got worse. It got worse.
Yeah.
That's gross.
Yeah, wilted
warm
lettuce. No.
Ew. Ew.
Yeah.
Blah. Can you imagine like what warm French dressing tastes like?
Like warm, like fresh out of a microwave warm?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like thinking about that.
I don't think that would taste bad though, because like I've marinated like chicken
in French dressing?
Yeah.
French Canadians with their weird stuff. Oh, look, it's that French on it. We must make everything with it.
Why not?
Sacre bleu, I found a snail in the yard. I throw French dressing on it and eat it for snack.
Escargot.
A guy asked for a tablecloth to wrap around his waist after he pooped himself.
Well,
understandable.
The server said it happened 15 years ago, and he's still a regular who comes in about once a week. How could you still walk into that place knowing that you pooped yourself in front of everybody?
Maybe he feels close to them because they helped him out in a
pinch.
In a
problem was, it wasn't a pinch. More than likely, it was a gush.
They helped him out in a gush. That's probably what it sounded like.
I just threw up in my mouth. A couple didn't want... This is number one.
Okay.
A couple didn't want their empty plates bust yet because the guy wanted to lick them clean first. And he did.
Weird.
Yeah, that's weird.
I mean, I've been tempted on occasion to just to like lick up every last little bit of essence off my plate, but that you don't do that.
And then also, like, you tell them, no, don't take that yet. I need to lick it clean first.
And then he tongue punched that plate like there's no tomorrow and made everybody in the restaurant uncomfortable. I just triggered somebody's ASMR.
You did.
Somebody's in a really good mood now.
You definitely did, yep.
Somebody out there, email us freaksandfreakaccident.com and tell us, was it good for you? but also, if there's weird stuff you've encountered at a restaurant, we'll accept those emails too. freaks@freakaccident.com. That was weird.
That was
a
weird.
Lot of those were weird.
They were weird.
I didn't like it. It doesn't fill me with. It doesn't spark joy.
No.
Up next is Mickey's hack for her coffee.
Okay.
Do you enjoy listening to A Freak Accident?
Yeah, sure.
Visit our website for even more. There's stuff and things and pictures. So visit AFreakAccident.com and make some more mistakes.
They've got to find those extra cups to fill.
Hey, yo.
They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil.
Yeah, bum, bum, ba-da, bum, bum. Hit that hi-hat.
I'm doing. I'm mixing a bunch of different kinds of music together.
No, it's pretty much the same thing.
Oh,
I'm kind of enjoying this.
Next time she shows up on PA Live, she's going to be dressed as a gangster from the 1920s. I mean, which would be perfect because you do that accent.
That's right, Sonny.
Go out to the fair.
Ah,
should be a flapper.
Extra, extra. Read all about it.
A flapper? Ooh. Yeah. Or a bootlegger.
Maybe.
I want to wear a fake mustache that's like curly. So I could twist it and go,
I mean, look, all you need is some testosterone and it'll happen, you know? I can make milk, you can grow a mustache. Yeah, we'll be the perfect
couple.
We'll
switch hormones and make it happen. Yeah.
All right. So, Mickey, I got some good news for you. Your coffee drinking days may be over.
That's a lie.
So this is this also goes out to anybody who's really feeling it one day. Like, you wake up like me, I'm running on 8 hours sleep combined over the last like 3 nights, so I'm great.
Totally normal.
If you're feeling tired and need a boost, don't reach for that third cup of coffee.
Lies.
So this is a tip in a recent book called The Sleep Prescription.
Oh boy.
Sounds lovely.
It was written by a neuroscientist at the University of California, San Francisco.
So Should I trust anything that comes out of California?
No, absolutely not.
Here we go.
Actually, good point.
Yeah, no.
But
He says you can have that extra cup of coffee. The caffeine will wake you up, but late in the day, it could also keep you up tonight. But we've talked about that before.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me.
Yeah, Mickey, the caffeine has no effect on you.
Yeah.
It doesn't keep you awake. You run on hatred, not energy drinks or anything like that. Kara, caffeine has an effect on you.
Sure does.
We've seen it.
Immediate.
In real time.
Yeah. It's weird.
I'm another one of those people, though, man. I could, 10:30 at night, I could have a cup of coffee and go right to sleep. Like, it does not do
bother
me nothing.
You.
Yeah. I've tried. I've drank coffee, like, trying to stay awake. No worky. Got problems. But his solution is this. Just stick your head in the freezer.
What?
Well, Mickey, we're going to let you drink soy sauce and Pepsi. And
I might as well just put a bag over my head.
Oh, my God.
There you go. Walk around with a bag of shame from now on. With the holes
we'll
cut out in the eyes.
We'll just
go extreme.
Oh, wait. We were trying to keep awake, not
fall
asleep.
Yeah.
Never mind.
I'm like, what?
Wrong direction.
I mean, I guess it would work because it's cold. So you get that first, like, if it's cold enough. But I don't know. How does that work long term?
Well, he says sticking your head in a freezer offers a more immediate boost of energy and it won't mess up your bedtime. But, like, it's got to wear off quick, though, right? Like, if it's, like, adrenaline-related kind of response.
And, like, and I got to think, like, the years that I was working outside in the cold, like, even on shorter days, I was immediately tired. So if we're talking about, like, trying to keep me awake, that was the last thing because my body was trying to warm itself up all the time. So I was exhausted.
I will admit, though, I've been reading up on this is like another one of those new trends, right? Like we were talking about like trendy fitness things before. I don't know how much there is to actually say for it, because I haven't done a lot of like in-depth research on it. But a lot of people are talking about the benefits of taking cold baths, like doing like a cold plunge kind of thing, like every day.
From what I've heard, it doesn't do anything.
Right. Well, I've heard that it doesn't do anything, but I've also heard like it's got a myriad of other benefits. Like it's good for cardiovascular health. It's good for energy. Like it's good for like helping your muscles recover if you're an athlete or whatever the case might be. So like, I don't really know. I mean, a lot of there's enough people have do it and say that there's benefits of it, but at the same time, I know that there are people who claim that there's something called a runner's high, and that's a load of bull. Mm. That doesn't exist. Nobody likes running.
No.
Stop pretending.
Except for my sister.
Nobody.
Oh, I know. What?
Nobody's impressed
no.
that you say, "Oh, I ran a marathon." Isn't that no? That's not impressive. That's dull. It's boring.
Yep.
And we're not impressed that you like running. That's seriously.
Nobody likes that.
Yeah, nobody does. Stop lying. We know you're lying.
Just do it. You like getting everybody to go, "Oh my gosh, you ran a marathon." That's what you like.
Yeah.
You don't like the actual running. Well, that's the high.
Yeah,
that's
the high.
They want people to be impressed by the fact that, "Oh, you run."
We're such nice people.
We could all run.
Yeah.
Unleash a rabid Wolverine behind everybody. Watch them all run. Look, see,
throw a Krispy Kreme in front of us. We'll run after it.
That's true, too. We'll also do that. But yeah, so like, I don't know if it has anything to do with that. Like, cold is like good for you.
Yeah.
I mean, the weird thing is, though, like, human beings started, like, we got our start in arid climates, not cold. So, like, weird. Says the reason for it working is obvious. The scientific reason is brief shock of cold activates your arousal system.
Ooh, spicy.
Why did she have to do it like that?
Because that is funny.
So also, if you do that, you don't need the blue pill.
Yeah, Mickey coming through. We need a sound effect.
Nope, not getting it.
Lazy E, sound effect.
Nope.
It's not even playing.
It doesn't like you anymore.
You should have let me be in charge.
You broke it.
What are we looking for? I liked Kiki. Isn't that one of them?
Yeah.
It is one of them. Yeah. But,
or 1D.
Yeah, 1D.
I got nothing. It's not working.
Oh, well, I tried.
You broke it.
I did break it. Well, I broke it.
Yep.
Look at it.
Maybe,
it's shattered
maybe
to bits.
Stick it in the freezer.
Good plan. There you go. I'll go do that.
We'll wake it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently, you can get the same effect by going for a quick walk or focusing on a non-work-related task for 10 minutes.
Well, that sounds a little more pleasant.
Yeah.
Deep freezing your head is just the quickest option. Sticking your head in the freezer will wake you up. Yeah.
I mean, fine.
I have
also waste energy.
Yeah.
I do, like, in the summertime, not in the wintertime, but in the summertime, I do take cold showers.
Mm-hmm.
And I usually feel pretty, like, lively and refreshed afterward. So,
yeah. I mean,
I don't know. Maybe there's something to say for it, but, like, I don't know if, I don't know. I've never been so rejuvenated by a cold shower that I've had, like, the energy to finish, you know, a work day or whatever.
Yeah.
Like,
right. I think it has its time and its place, but not if you're trying to, like,
I'm not sticking my head in a freezer. It's not happening.
Anyway, this article was in Boing Boing.
Ha! So it's definitely scientific.
Yeah, it has to be. from the experts at Boing Boing. up next, this is an interesting question. Do certain stores
make you go boing boing?
Make you go boing boing.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll find out next.
Do you enjoy listening to a freak accident?
Yeah, sure.
Visit our website for even more. There's stuff and things and pictures. So visit afreakaccident.com and make some more mistakes.
I know what to do when I'm about to poo. I go to the potty, pull my underwear down, and then I sit and wait until the poop plops down.
Wow!
Ooh, wow, it suddenly got up.
Yeah, well, when it plops down, it's like, yeehaw, baby! Freedom at last!
I wonder if this song has a breakdown in it.
Bloop, bloop, bloop. You did it!
Well, who waits for it, though?
I don't know.
You sit down, you squeeze. Ah!
Sounded like they waited a while, too. They're like, we wait, and we wait, and we wait. Play 400 games on our phone.
Is that why it takes ladies, like, an hour to get ready? Is that why? Because you're waiting to poop.
An hour to get ready. Who are you talking? You're talking
to
us?
Wrong person.
Right. Well, that's, like, the old stereotype, though.
Yeah,
right?
No.
Yeah.
I wake up at 7:20 to leave for work at 7:40. Trust me.
They look like a sperm and an egg.
There you go.
There it was.
There's some pervy Kara comments.
The context of some of those things. Why
yeah, why did you Why did you even say some of them?
Oh, yeah, he's a...
Oh, that's not you.
That wasn't me. It could be.
Over the shoulder boulder holder.
Oh, God. Oh. Sneak it down there, make it real small.
I really don't know where you come up with
me
this
either.
Stuff.
I don't know. Oh, my God.
It's brilliant. It's brilliant. I don't even know if I'd ever heard that last one.
I don't know
one.
Either.
Anyway, this segment is about poop, in case you didn't realize that.
Oh, yes.
This is from BuzzFeed. Apparently, this is a thing that's going viral on TikTok, where a woman walks into a TJ Maxx and suddenly feels the urge to take a dump.
Interesting.
Just something about walking into TJ Maxx that does it.
Weird.
Maybe, because apparently other people can relate. There are thousands of comments about the quote-unquote laxative effect of stores like TJ Maxx and Target. And some employees even say they're aware of it. Now, I think we've had a conversation about this before on the show about people who go into, like, bookstores and suddenly need to poop. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that conversation.
I think so.
Yeah. I mean, I have, for whatever reason, and because I mentioned it then, too, like, there are times when, like, I'll be in, like, a situation where, like, suddenly I'll need to go and, right. like, I hadn't before. I think I've narrowed it down. For whatever reason for me, when I am alone, wherever I am, if I'm alone, I suddenly feel the need to poop. If I'm alone, no matter what. I don't know why. And it's always like, it's never like when I'm alone. Thank you for recording that.
Of
I appreciate
course.
It.
I feel good about that.
It was also clean.
Yeah.
So Lazy
I was
E
so
has that
proud
too.
Of it.
But... Like, whenever, yeah, whenever, if I'm, and it's not like when I'm at home, either. Although I do have that thing, like, all I won't have to go, and then, like, the moment I walk through my door, I'm like, oh, well, guess it's time.
I mean, that's good timing, though, because imagine if it was, like, 10 minutes before you walk through your door.
No, I just think my butt knows, like, ah, home, yes, time to go poop, you know?
Ah, the safety
murderer
home.
Definitely does that.
But yeah, there's like there have been times though, like historically, when like I would be like the only person at the radio station, either late at night or on a weekend or something, and it'd be like, oh wow, I gotta like, go crap all of a sudden. I don't know why. I don't know what that is.
I mean, it's a bodily function. I'm we like, are supposed to do it.
Yeah, but like, why? What about being alone triggers it? But
yeah, I don't
know. I've never had the like desire to go just walking into a store though.
Mm-mm.
Like, I don't have to crap when I go into a bookstore or a TJ Maxx or a Target or anything like that. Have you ever felt that?
No.
Yeah.
What do they say? Why, though?
It goes on to say, well, I mean, people are just saying that they feel this urge. It isn't just TJ Maxx and Target. People have been saying it includes Ross, Barnes & Noble, Macy's, Home Goods, Michaels, among others. Why is it happening is the question, especially when many people otherwise try to avoid public restrooms, unless like you're the customers at the place where we work. Those people, it seems like they specifically go there
to use the bathroom,
to take a dump. Like, I don't understand. You have your home before you leave. Like, why would people have theories. Some say it's the adrenaline rush of being in their favorite store.
That's a stretch.
Makes you have to poop. I don't know about adrenaline.
I'm so excited I have to poop.
That was clean, too. Yeah. Others think it's the coffee they sip as they're shopping.
Maybe.
See, that's another thing that I don't correlate, like coffee and having to...
Yeah, a lot of people do pour right. coffee and poop.
Yeah, I know it can cause it, but like...
My only thought is a lot of the stores use some sort of a scent... To kind of like get people to feel more comfortable, and if somebody recognizes that scent, that might make them comfortable.
It's like my butthole realizing I'm home. It's like, we're in our place of comfort. Time to
go. It just relaxes.
Yeah,
and it's like, whoop.
And then, like, as soon as I get home, I am relaxed. Yeah. I'm like, oh, thank God, you know. But that's like that's maybe maybe that's what it is. It's psycho, whatever psycho subliminal,
whatever.
Psycho subliminal,
right.
Something like that.
Mickey cracked it.
Maybe. Some guess it might have to do with all the walking or the fluorescent lights.
Walking, maybe.
I do appreciate that this doctor who's commented on this, a gut doctor, named Supriya Rao.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Because when you suddenly need to poop,
yeah, you're like,
it's sure surprising, and you might say, wow. So Supriya Rao says there's not enough definitive research on the connection between TJ Maxx and emptying your butt.
Is that what he says? Emptying your butt?
Emptying your bowels. I said butt because it was funnier.
Yeah, it was. That's why I was like,
So literally this person was just there to say there's no definitive research.
Wow. Right.
Thanks for your input. That's helpful. That gives us nothing.
Good thing.
It could be a surge in emotion. If you're entering a new large space, you could be feeling anxiety, excitement, or overstimulation. Again, why like that fight or flight would kick in? It'd be like, hey, you know what? Like fight or flight, poop. That's what you need to do.
Like you monkeys.
Yeah. Maybe that's what it is. Throw this poop at your enemies. Look at all these people you're surrounded by. Poop on them. Like that's some weird caveman response. I don't know.
Maybe.
And attention may be getting things moving into your digestive tract. That's the speculation anyway.
Maybe.
I don't know. I've never felt this urge. I mean, like I said, I have like suddenly had the urge. Usually it's when I'm in a place and I'm alone and it's not at home. I don't know why that is.
I feel like the more we say the word urge, the more it's making me have to poop right now.
Urge.
Just kidding. I'm still here.
I poop my bed.
I'll take poop over bugs any day.
We really do have everything.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, if you listener have like ever felt this urge, I mean, email freaksitofreakaccent.com. Tell us what's up. I mean, we don't even need to name you. If you want to remain anonymous, we will protect the innocent from your horrific deeds by not telling everybody who you are. But you can tell us like that you've had these urges, you know, or like under what context maybe.
The urge to purge.
Yeah,
because
this is the thing. I can't even make like an assumption about why it would happen because I can't even trace
it ever being a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Interesting, though.
It's not, but it was something to talk about.
Lots of theories.
Yeah.
Hard-hitting news.
Yeah, I know.
Hard-hitting news.
Yeah, we don't got no missing submarines or anything interesting this week. Russia's civil war lasted all of Saturday morning, so that was boring. Yeah. You know, we got nothing to talk about, so we'll talk about people going poop in Target. But we're going to end, though, with a hack for sleeping in the summer heat.
Yes.
Kara needs all the help she can get all the time.
Sleep in an ice chest.
Do you realize what would happen if you missed an episode of A Freak Accident? Well, probably nothing. But knowing us, you really don't want to risk finding out.
This summertime.
Kara just got down.
Yeah, it did.
In record time. She went from zero to down in no time flat.
And not because she's old.
Nope.
Yeah. Yeah, as we established earlier, it's difficult for her to get off my couch. That's why she doesn't like to sit down. From the Daily Mail, if it's hot outside and you don't like sleeping in the heat, we got some tips for you.
Great. So let's do it.
Now, you've got like air conditioning though, right?
We run our air conditioning. Oh, you don't want to hear this. You're going to get so mad.
Uh-oh.
We run it year-round in our bedroom.
Oh, we do that for the cat, so.
Do you have central air or do you have a window unit?
We have a window unit in our bedroom. And then we have like a ductless air for the rest of the house.
Gotcha.
But we want to be extra chilly in the bedroom.
I mean, I do prefer to sleep in a cooler environment. Like,
right.
I do like that. Like, it's just...
Yeah. You know, I feel like you get warm over the course... Even if you start off being like cold and snuggled under your blankets, I think midnight you're like, I'm kind of warm anyway.
Yeah.
You know, your foot pokes out. You have to watch for the monsters under the bed. But otherwise, it's fine.
Right. But yeah, you can get, but like when it's hot though, and you're just laying there,
it's
like
so uncomfortable.
There's nothing you can do to cool down or get comfortable, unless you're following these tips from the Daily Mail. So number five, leave your hair damp.
I do that. I sleep with my hair wet, like not wet, but like not dry.
Doesn't that like soak through to your pillow though, and
it
it all moldy and everything?
No, not if it's not if it's. You don't want it like you're fresh out of the shower. Right to the pillow. You have to, like, leave it in the towel for a little bit. And then, like, I'll put my hair up. And it'll be, like, just a little damp.
And then you have hairdressers that get mad because people do this. Bless
what?
You.
What? Thank you. What? They get mad. Why?
When you sleep with wet hair, because it damages your hair.
Does it?
Mm-hmm.
Really? I thought you're not supposed to use heat on your hair, though.
You're not supposed to use heat on your hair. You're not supposed to sleep with your hair wet. There's all sorts of stuff
what?
Out there.
Make up my mind.
I know.
Hairdresser.
So they literally just gave you two rules to not do. I mean,
way too many rules.
You just let it air dry. That's literally the solution.
Yes.
Well, I'm letting it air dry while I sleep.
But you're not supposed to do that. That's rule number two.
Yeah, because that's not air drying, because then you're laying on a pillow and the pillow is soaking it up.
Yeah, you get mold in your hair. Is that what you want? Don't worry, though. When you shower, you can just pee on yourself and it'll solve the mold problem. Number four, don't shit. People like listening to
I
this
know.
First time listeners, yeah. Like, what the hell
yeah.
was that?
But I mean, that traces back to my very first episode.
Go back and listen to old stuff. Yeah. You'll figure it out. Don't share the covers is number four. If you sleep with a significant other, think about using separate blankets. It helps keep their body heat away, so you'll both be cooler.
Understandable.
All right. We don't do that on purpose. I mean, golfer steals all the covers.
Yeah, I'm the one that does that.
So, I mean, by accident, we are using separate blankets, but all right, yeah. Good to know.
Hello Nurse rolls like an armadillo in her sleep, yeah. And so, like, she gets, like, just wrapped up in a cocoon of blankets by the end of the night.
Yeah.
Hey, but you get nothing.
If I am under there, though, I'll tell you what. She, for as cold as she is all the rest of the time, when she's asleep...
Mm-hmm.
Her body is like the sun.
Yeah.
It just explodes with radiant energy, and I have no clue why. Like, when she's asleep.
Yeah.
But then she's awake, and, like, she'll, like, come up and, like, you know, she'll touch the back of my neck with her hands, and it's like, ah, icicles!
She gets rid of all her heat overnight.
Yeah. Mm. Number three, don't sleep naked. But you're trying to stay cool. Why would you bundle up?
There's a reason for not sleeping naked. I don't forget what it is,
though. It was the farting on your pillow thing.
Listen, we've established that Kara has no qualms about getting her bathroom matter on herself, even in a cleaning situation. So I don't think she would care about sleeping in poop.
I don't want to sleep in poop.
I'll take poop over bugs any day.
Though I would. Yes, that is true. But I don't prefer to sleep in poop.
You don't want it crawling into your chocolate butthole.
Hey, thanks, Kara. Thanks for that input.
Oh, you know.
It says if you sweat, it'll just collect on your skin instead of being absorbed by your clothes.
Well,
wear something loose, fitting, and light that's made of natural fibers like cotton.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. Or your blankets and, you know, mattress covers are going to do that.
Like it does for your wet hair. Contradict yourself much.
Use a hot water bottle is number two.
For what?
Yeah, I don't...
Fill with ice?
That seems to me to be a bit counteractive if it's hot and they're telling you to use a hot water bottle. But they're saying the idea is to raise your core temperature before you go to sleep. So you fill it with warm water, put it on your feet. When you take it off, it'll trick your body into thinking it's colder than it actually is.
No, I don't like that one. That one sounds unhealthy.
That sounds unhealthy.
I mean, it doesn't sound unhealthy. I'm just saying it just doesn't sound like a terrible idea.
It's a trick.
It is, yeah. And the thing is, though, your body will adjust so that it even goes on to say, hopefully you can fall asleep before your body realizes, oh, it's actually still hot.
My body would be so mad at me. Be like, well, you think you're so smart?
It would go on strike.
Yeah.
She'd never be able to stand up again.
Boil! Just boil!
I mean, look at the advantage, though, is then you've got that hot water there to clean your utensils. If you have to get up and have a midnight snack.
Oh, my God.
And number one, freeze your pajamas.
Or your blankets.
Yeah, put them in a plastic bag and toss it in the freezer. Mm. There you go. The answer to everything on this episode of A Freak Accident is toss it in the freezer. Are you tired? Toss your head in the freezer. Mm. Hot when you sleep? Toss your pajamas in the freezer.
That's a little... they kind of contradict themselves there. I mean, we contradict...
Want to have a nice cold parlor root beer? Toss it in the freezer.
If you...
Only temporarily, though.
If you want to stay awake, you toss your head in the freezer. If you want to go to sleep, you wear frozen clothes. But what? I don't understand. Does freezing make you awake or asleep?
It also says you can do the same thing with your pillowcase, too. But that's a good question.
That is,
yeah.
Actually, that one's kind of good.
Science doesn't know what it's talking about. Okay, everybody's been saying this since COVID, and they're right.
I'm going to write an article for next week.
Yeah.
The top five hacks for just being alive as
the
a person.
Answer to everything is, the answer to everything is ice.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're going to all have to do with the freezing.
Eat more ice. Sit on ice.
Yep.
Drink ice water.
Yep. Poop out ice. Ice poop.
Ice skate.
Yeah.
Ice bath.
Yep.
Ice all. Ice baby.
That's all ice you get. Coffee.
Yep.
That's all you get to listen to.
That's the whole thing.
Yeah. That's and you'll live.
Genius.
Either forever or you'll die instantly. There's no in between, though. Oh, man.
Again, like we said earlier, only the hard-hitting facts here today.
Yeah, that's what we do. We bring fat truth to bear on the masses. Big stinking hogs of truth.
Not.
We just drop them at airplanes, and they land in your house.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's it.
That's it. Yeah, that's all for this episode. And maybe thank God, you might be thinking. We've got a website. it's the greatest website ever. It's called freakaccident.com. I mentioned this before, the letter A, freakaccident.com. I mentioned that there's stuff there,
mm-hmm.
and there is. There's lots of stuff.
Yeah.
Like every podcast episode we've ever done is right there at your fingertips in the podcast section. Yep. All of our social media links, mm-hmm. if you'd like to come and interact, and you can see Kara... You know,
dressed as a historical figure.
You can see her, you know, preparing to burn a witch while she clutches her, you know, her Bible to her chest, you know, in her Quaker outfit, eating her oatmeal.
Yep.
It's curds and whey.
Right.
Whatever.
You can see video of that on our Facebook page. Link in the connect section of afreakaccident.com along with all the rest of our social media.
Mm-hmm.
So TikTok, Instagram, all that fun stuff.
Yes.
We've got a shop, too, with two t-shirts available, more on the way. We've also got a section in there where you can request free stickers. You just got to fill out the form, hit the button, it's done. Wherever you get podcasts, make sure you subscribe to this show. Leave us a good review.
Mm-hmm.
The reviews, the better, more positive reviews that you have, the higher you rank.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're subscribed, you get the new episodes automatically delivered to you, which is convenient.
It is.
And next week... when it gets automatically delivered to you, we will be talking about controversial things that people pretend to hate.
Oh, yeah. I know where we're going with this one, and I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. I have no idea.
Yeah. Well, Mickey, you don't pretend to hate anything.
Yeah.
You legitimately hate everything, and that's fine. I respect that. You're consistent, if nothing else.
Fair enough.
It'll be good.
You're really, really mean, but you're consistently mean, so that's, you know... There's an honesty.
You still tolerate me.
There's a beautiful honesty in that.
I
respect it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to.
I do. I don't have to, you know, I mean, I don't have to like it, but I have to respect it.
I love when she says stuff to you, then turns to me and gives me the double eyebrow.
Yeah, because she knows she's trying to antagonize me.
Yeah.
That's her whole reason for being.
It's so fun.
We'll be back with that crap next week, and hopefully Lazy E will be here, too. A lot of crap. A lot of crap on the show today.
You know.
Frozen right. poop.
For crap a freak axe. Yeah, there you go. Freeze your poop, and then you can reuse it.
Oh, no.
Stick your head in it so you don't fall asleep.
And it'll also clean you, too. We know that's true. For a freak accident, I'm Crisco.
I am Kara.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you.
You might think you have it all figured out.
Until a freak accident happens.
I was like, what?
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over.
No!
If you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, a freak accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production. All rights reserved. Intro music is licensed under Creative Commons BYNC ND 3.0. Thunder Rock, performed by Magic Studio. Thanks for listening.